Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio here on Business Radio X. We're broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studios in Alpharetta. In fact, our studios right now, kind of a little overhaul going on as we're putting the graphics on the wall for Roswell Infinity. I'm your host, Mike Salmon. My co-host is John Ray. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. Our studio looks great so far.
Well, it's getting there. You just got to step over a few ladders and pails and shovels and things like that. But we're finally in our permanent studio here in Alpharetta at North Point Executive Suites. And I love the Roswell Infinity graphics. Hopefully, they'll be real happy with it as well.
Absolutely. They look fabulous so far. So,
well, John, we've got three great business leaders here in the studio with us today. Joining us from Practice Quotient is Pat O'Rourke. Mary Becker is here from Best Deal Movers, and Nick Patel from Salsarita's Fresh Cantina, which has quickly become my favorite restaurant here in the area.
Absolutely. That's a great place to be. I can't wait to get to Nick and talk about what he serves up.
So, as we record our show today also, John, we have our ribbon cutting later today, and Nick and Salsarita's is providing the food, so I'm already getting hungry just thinking about it.
Absolutely. I think they're lined up out there already, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We're going to have a big crowd, aren't we?
We've got a big crowd.
We're going to need more food.
I know it.
Let's start with our first guest from Practice Quotient, Pat O'Rourke. He is the CEO of the company. And, Pat, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Welcome.
Tell me all about your company, Practice Quotient. What do you guys do?
A lot of times I get calls every week from folks, and they go, what exactly do you guys do? The name of the company, Practice Quotient, is based on intelligence quotient. I think it's clever. My wife thinks it's silly. So, you know, there you have it. But most folks just refer to it as PQ. And what we do is we do analysis and negotiation of PPO contracts for dental practices, oral surgeons, periodontists, endodontists, basically anybody that owns a medical practice that specializes in dentistry. And what we do is we base everything on what their production is. And so we pull out data, and then we run it through our proprietary actuarial tool, and then we assign it, you know, a PQ score. So what a PQ score is, the basis of the company, is if it's a PQ of 60, that means that we're taking an aggregate discount of 40%. We're getting paid 60 cents on the dollar over a period of a year based on that contract. Is that fair? Well, it depends. Is your overhead 65? We may be losing money, right? So what we do is we're going to go look at all the contracts. So they're Blue Cross, Humana, Aetna, Cigna, any network administrators, MetLife, Delta, all of them, anybody that's in the market. And then we're going to score them. And then we're going to either recommend additional PPOs, or we might reduce, or we might negotiate a better deal with those insurance companies based on what the patient acquisition strategies are of that client.
So, Pat, you're really helping practices pick the right insurance carriers to optimize the revenue that they get from those carriers, right? And it's a different answer for depending on the practice, the geography, the age of the practice. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. So there's not all dental practices participate with insurance, okay? So dental is a little bit different of an animal than medical, right? And so they don't have to participate in your plan for you to go. And so some of them are what's called traditionally fee for service only. So they may only be on zero or one or two plans. And then what those guys want is maybe they have plateaued growth or declining growth, or they're not meeting their patient acquisition objectives, right? The revenue goals. And so then we want to find a plan that suits their needs, that doesn't cannibalize the revenue of an insured population that's not there, right? And so there's only two dials, right? One is how much do we get paid? And the other one is how much exposure do we have to this potential insured population of patients? And so the traditionally fee-for-service only practice, they're like, on a scale of 1 to 10, can I get a 1, maybe a 2? You know, if we're talking to a startup, somebody who's just, you know, took on a bunch of debt and they're opening up a practice in Johns Creek, they're like, can I get a 10? Can I get more than 10? Is there a 11, 12? Like, how do we crank that thing up? And so those are the two sides of the spectrum. So it really depends on what their needs are, where they're at, And then obviously with the insurance companies, what do the insurance companies care about? So then we have to take that into account. Why is it important for, you know, John Ray Dental to be in your network, right? You know, perhaps you have a longstanding in the community, your claims trend, you know, are you doing $2 million? You know, do you have same day crowns, which are awesome, by the way, as a consumer? And do you have lasers like for perio? Do you have the most up-to-date technology? And so your treatment protocols are also tracked by the insurance companies. You know, how often you refer out, like, are you doing anything that's going to keep their claims trend down? How active are you in your professional community as well as your local community? That reputation carries a lot of weight.
Congratulations on the new dental practice, by the way. John Ray Dental, I like that.
Wasn't that good? Just in the time of this show, I've got a new dental practice, right?
So. You're amazing. Pat O'Rourke is our guest. He's the CEO of Practice Quotient. Sounds like you got a little bit of a balancing act, Pat, because you're working with the dental practices, the insurance companies, and the consumer. How do you balance that out?
Gotcha. Great question. So what we do is we want to be a bridge between the provider and the payer communities. And so we want to find fair deals for both sides. We want to create win-wins, and then we want to facilitate the communication between the two parties in a professional and a transparent way. So there's the market position, and then there's the numbers position. So that's my background. I'm from the insurance world. We have an actuarial tool. So I can if anybody wants to hop on the phone, like the regional CFO or an underwriter or an actuary, we can kind of break it down on a numbers, you know, reason why the current contract is not fair and where we would like them to move. Most of the insurance companies have realized that we are presenting a pretty big service to them and saving them time and saving them money as far as their folks having to go and talk to a lot of the providers in the community. And so there's a totally different language here, right? So insurance parlance and dentist parlance, completely different. Mine is Portuguese and Chinese. So they don't understand each other really. And so we understand both of those. And then we match them together. Now, you know, not every company is going to be the right fit for every single dental practice, but that's what we do. And again, we do it more efficiently than anybody else. And we want to be precise. And we do a lot of other things for the insurance industry, like help them clean up their data. And so we want to make sure that we are adding value to that side of the ball. So there certainly is a balancing act. Most of the parties in each circumstance have come to, you know, kind of an understanding that this is not such a bad thing, actually. So
now let's switch gears and talk about the consumer. So why is dental insurance important to the consumer, Pat?
Well, this is really a perception. You know, so dental insurance is not like your regular insurance. Dental insurance, if you have car insurance and you wreck your car, you get a new car. If your house burns down, chances are you're going to get a new house, right? And so if you have not seen the dentist since the Bush administration, the first one, then chances are that $1,000 deductible is not going to get you very far. And so, but the reason that people don't go to the dentist is because they don't have the magical warm blanket of dental insurance. That's called a myth, right? It's slowly beginning to dissipate as people embrace FSAs and HSAs more. So if you look at a client, like, again, let's take you, John, because you're sitting right in front of me. And so you go to a dentist on a regular basis, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, absolutely.
Let's see those teeth.
He went during the second Bush administration.
That's right. That's right. Thanks. Good thing we're on radio, right, Mike?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for you to go to the dentist, if you bought dental insurance on an individual basis, it'd cost you about $35 a month, maybe, if you're lucky. That's $420 a year. How much does it cost you to just go to the dentist and pay out of pocket?
Great question, because I'm lucky. I've got a Fulton County school teacher as a wife, so I just sign the paper and move on. So I've got a pretty good insurance situation with my dentist. So.
Gotcha. So here's... it's going to be about $280. And so you can save $40 and put it in your HSA if you didn't have access to group benefits. Mm-hmm. Now, dental insurance for a group, for a school system, for a Coca-Cola, for a UPS, for a large group, it's called pooled benefits. The more people that are in that pool, then the better the benefits can be. Does that make sense? So, but half of this country is small businesses, which are 25 employees or less. And so you don't have as many people to spread the risk. So then that premium of $35 a month per employee, well, year one, you have a consumer like John Ray, white collar, been going to the dentist all the time, says, well, how much does it cost me to go to the dentist? Well, it's less than what I'm going to pay my premium. I'll just self-insure, use my HSA or my FSA. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, you have, since we're in Georgia, let's affectionately call him Bubba. Bubba wasn't going to the dentist when the company paid 100% of the premium.
You have no idea how accurate you may be with that description, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I've sold millions of dollars of dental insurance and done hundreds of open enrollment meetings. You know, so that's what I used to do for a long time. So Bubba says, all right, well, let me see here. I got $35 dental insurance. I got my medical insurance. Man, that didn't go down. That's still up there. And I got my cancer insurance. I got my child support and dental insurance. He drops out. So now you have a risk pool, right? It's a small risk pool. And now the two people at either side of the spectrum just dropped out, right? The one who was healthy would never use it, you know, need anything really big. And the other one who just never uses it. So then you're left with the middle. What's that? It's called utilizers. Mm-hmm. They're going to use it.
Right.
And so then the next year, that $35 becomes $40. And that $40 becomes $45. Well, Bubba talks to Jethro, and then they both go, well, I can't do that. And then so on the other side of the spectrum, you have, you know, the accountant talks to the CFO or the CEO, and they're like, oh, yeah, man, you're right. I don't know why I didn't think of that. And so then they also drop out of the pool. So there's this riddle in the small group market that, frankly, I tried to solve for a little while, and is constantly a challenge for the insurance industry, because what they're trying to do is not bad. They want to get people into the dentist and bring down overall healthcare costs, and that's a noble goal.
So back to the dentist, something tells me that they don't have a class in dental school about dealing with insurance companies. Is that a fair question?
That would be a fair question.
Yeah.
And so I think you know the answer.
Mm-hmm. That's where you come in.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right.
Is that who you want to talk to? Is dentals a dentist, dental practices?
Yes.
Who is it? I mean, if you're saying, Mike, you know, here's who I need to reach, here's who I want to talk to, who would I be sending to you? Would it be the insurance companies? Would it be the dental practices? Would it be consumers?
No, definitely not consumers. It's what we do is we talk to dental practices. We represent dental practices. Okay. They hire us. Okay. The insurance companies, they already know where to find us.
Okay.
And so they're not in a hurry. Some of them may perceive us as, you know, increasing their cost of care. And so that those relationships are done sort of behind the scenes, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So, you know, if you know any good dentists, and we really tend to take on like top tier clients, the ones that can create leverage for themselves. So, you know, why is the insurance company going to give you a raise? Well, you better have a reason for that. So those are the types of folks that we're looking for that in general we represent.
All right. Well, if you're a dental practice out there or a dentist, we know who you need to call. And that mm-hmm. is Pat O'Rourke with Practice Quotient. A guest here on Business Radio X. And by the way, anybody out there listening named Jethro or Bubba, we were just changing the names to protect the innocent. So we weren't specifically talking about you. John, congratulations again on the dental. You may need to talk to Patrick now with your new dental practice.
I'm looking forward to being on the show to talk about my dental practice, actually.
But for folks that want to know more about your company, Patrick, and especially if they're a dental practice and want to talk to you about maybe doing business, so what's the best way to reach you and find out more information about your company?
Gotcha. Well, you can go to our websites, www.practicequotient.com. Our office number is 470-592-1680. My personal email address is P. O'Rourke. My last name is spelled O-R-O-U-R-K-E at practicequotient.com.
And our shows can be heard all over the country. Are you limited just to this Alpharetta area, or can you serve anyone anywhere?
Yeah, we're in the United States.
Great. Pat, thank you for stopping by, and great to meet you, and continued success.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Pat O'Rourke with Practice Quotient here on North Fulton Business Radio. And a quick reminder, as we get our Roswell Infinity studio all up and running here with the nice graphics on the wall, that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the entire country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment when purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or Twitter. Our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio, Mary Becker from Best Deal Movers. And Mary is so excited to join us. Yeah, I met her last week and she just could not wait to be on the radio. Hey there, Mary. How are you?
Great. Really happy to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
See, that's what I just said. Best Deal Movers, Mary. Tell us all about your company.
Well, Best Deal Movers actually started as a dream that our son David had. He, along with two of his brothers, worked at moving companies during the summer when they were home from college. And in the spring of his sophomore year, unfortunately, David was a pitcher on a college baseball team. He injured his arm. And when surgery and rehab didn't bring back the necessary results to be able to continue, David had to reconsider what he wanted to do. So he had this idea that he wanted to start a moving company. So he came to his dad and he said, "Hey, Dad, will you give me $10,000? I want to start a moving company." And my husband, who's a very wise man, said, "No, but if you would like to bring the street smarts and I will bring the business expertise that I have from being in corporate America, together we'll build a business." So we started with one truck and an office in our home. And from that, the business has started to grow. Today we have seven trucks and we're continuing to expand both in local and long distance services. And we're just really proud and happy that we can give folks such great service here in the Atlanta area.
So, Mary, you are the all American family owned business, right? Family owned and operated business.
That's correct.
And so we know about what moving is to some degree, but walk through the services that you provide. Because it's more than just getting all the furniture from one place to another, right?
Absolutely correct. We are a full-service moving company that, again, we do serve folks moving locally and also long distance. We offer professional packing services, everything from packing grandma's china to packing entire households. We have office and commercial moving services, loading of rental trucks and unloading of them as well. And we even move spinet pianos, uprights, baby grands. We also have climate-controlled storage now and vaulted storage as well, with Atlanta being such a buyer's market. And folks put their homes on the market and they sell quickly. Many times people are building new homes and they need a place to safely, securely store their items until that new home's completed. And we've been able to help a lot of folks in that way now, too.
We're talking with Mary Becker with Best Deal Movers here on North Fulton Business Radio. Mary, let me let you in on a secret. There's a lot of moving companies out there. Mm-hmm. You see the signs all the time, you know, two guys in a truck. I think John Ray is going to start a moving company to go with his dental practice. Everybody's in the moving business these days. What sets Best Deal Movers apart from your competition?
Well, first of all, our company is fully licensed and insured, and we do follow all the rules and regulations. And we have full-time employees who are trained specifically to handle people's belongings very carefully. We don't sublet our jobs out to independent contractors or use day laborers. And another thing that really sets us apart is that we are a certified drug-free workplace. And that just means that we randomly drug screen our employees and we also do background checks. We take our moving business very seriously. And to help folks place their confidence in us, we've invested time and effort and expense too, so that people can feel comfortable with hiring us. We belong to different professional organizations. We belong to the Better Business Bureau, American Movers and Storage Association, Georgia Movers Association, and local Chamber of Commerce. You know, Mike, moving is the third most stressful event in life, right after death of a spouse or divorce. So our goal as a company is to make the experience for folks as stress-free as possible. Many moving companies, including the ones advertising on those roadside signs sometimes that you see, just aren't doing that.
So, Mary, you're not only family-owned, but you're award-winning. right? Uh-huh. So talk about some of the awards that you've won, the ratings that you have online, and tell us how the business is doing.
Well, thank you, John. We're very proud of the service that our crew and staff offer. We have been awarded Kudzu's Best of Kudzu Award continually for the past 5 years. We've also won awards from Angie's List. This past year, we were voted Best of Forsyth for 2016, which we were very surprised and honored to receive. And lately, we've just been really busy. Most of our business now is referral-based. And now that we're 5 years old, we're moving quite a few folks that have used us before. So that speaks volumes just on the service and the quality of the moves that we're able to provide for folks. I guess one of the best things about our company is that we're small enough yet that we can match the crew to the needs of the client. And we find this especially true if we're working with seniors, because moving oftentimes is very difficult for them. Or if there's a sensitive situation, such as a divorce or, unfortunately, some abuse cases, we've been able to come in and provide a quality service in a difficult situation for folks.
Well, congratulations, Mary, on all your success, especially being only 5 years old, starting with, what, the one truck, and now you said you're up to seven?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
That's great. For those that would like to look into your services, they may have to move from point A to point B. Is it only local, by the way? Or, I mean, can you move someone if they live here in Alpharetta or Roswell or Johns Creek and they're moving to St. Louis or California? Can you move them?
We can move them long distance. Mostly we concentrate on the surrounding states, probably within a 600 to 700 mile radius. But one great thing we offer with the long distance moves is you have your same crew from start to finish. And we seal our trucks. So once everything is loaded, that seal is put on there, you know your items are secure. They're not being combined with another household, and there's a chance that there could be a mistake made there.
You might find a little couple goodies in your living room that you don't recognize.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? For those that want to find out more, give us the website, any contact information you'd like to share so people can look into your services.
Sure. You can find us on the web at www.beststeelmovers.com, or you can call us. Our phone number is 678-771-5599. We'll be happy to help you complete that move and make this exciting time exciting and not a stressful move for you.
Well, thank you for making my morning exciting and coming by Business Radio X. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, John.
All right, Mary Becker, the co-owner of Best Deal Movers here on North Fulton Business Radio. We're broadcasting from North Point Executive Suites in Alpharetta, and North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta and Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. Our third guest and final guest here on the program, Nick Patel from Salsarita's Fresh Cantina. I said earlier, top of the show, one of my favorite restaurants already here in the Alpharetta area. Nick, welcome to the program and tell us all about Salsarita's.
Thanks a lot, guys, for having me here today. We're for fresh. That's the word, fresh. It's Salsarita Fresh Cantina. It's a Mexican concept. This is the first one in the state of Georgia. They're based from Charlotte, and we make phenomenal Mexican food. You guys have been there. Have you guys been there quite a few times?
Oh, tell me about it.
Absolutely.
So we make from burritos to quesaritos, tacos, whatever anyone likes. The best thing we have is for kids. We don't look at the menu. We make anything that kids want to make them happy. As long as they get their food in their tummy, we're good.
And as I talked about, I've been there plenty of times. And not only is it fresh, but you also, was it shrimp that you can do?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen that at a place before, like a Salsarita's.
Yeah, we do shrimps. We always have fresh shrimps.
You can have a burrito with shrimp or something.
Yes, fresh as it can be. We do shrimps. Yes, we do shrimp, chicken, steak, pulled pork. It's phenomenal. We keep our meats very fresh. We cook to order, and we always, not cook to order, but we always have fresh. So it's always good, and you guys, people love it.
The word of the day, as Groucho Marx would say, is fresh.
It's fresh. So talk specifically, though, Nick, about the standards you have around freshness, because that's a little different than what your competition has, right?
It is. When I say fresh, the cold items is always going to be always fresh. They're always, we prep them in the morning, the sour cream, and it doesn't get bad. We like to keep fresh on the meat side of it. The chicken, the steak, we only prep for until lunch. After lunch, we go back on the grill and we make more for remaining hours. Now, we don't pan it up. We don't cook so much that we have leftover for the next day. We only make about a half pan. So until when we get close to running out, we like to cook more. So we always stay on fresh. That's the product of this Mexican food is fresh. We like to be fresh all the time.
So I think another word, though, Mike, is flavor, right? I mean, you have really flavorful food compared to maybe some of your competition.
Sure.
So talk about that.
It's flavorful. I don't know what's the word on that. It's flavored. Yeah. Unless you come in there, try it, because there's a lot of competition out there in Alpharetta. And as I say, unless you come in there, you won't know. I have won a lot of customers over from some big competitions. So once you come, I've won you guys over.
Yeah. You didn't have to try very hard. You just take one bite and you're hooked.
That's right.
You mentioned a lot of competition. You're in the restaurant business. You know the success of restaurants. Typically, they don't make it through the first year.
Sure.
Talk about why you decided to get into the restaurant business and a little bit about your background.
I used to be in the corporate, and I love doing the corporate job, but I always wanted to get into business. And I did my research back and forth trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I looked into food business because that's one of those things is people are always going to eat. The eating is not going to go away. So I decided to do a branded restaurant because the formula is out there and, you know, I like it and everything. The research has been done. So we looked into the Salsarita last year and we walked in Charlotte. We ate it. And we loved the food. We think this was a phenomenal food and I think it will do well in Georgia. That was the only reason we decided to go with Salsarita. There is a lot of another branded Mexican out there, but we chose with Salsarita because of the flavor. It's flavor food and fresh.
So Salsarita is a chain. You're a franchisee in Georgia. You've got the rights to Georgia. So
correct.
You're planning on expanding beyond the Alpharetta location you have
Fulton
now.
Fulton County. We plan to expand in Fulton County, yes. We're going to expand all over the Fulton County, but we're going to see how this one does and take off. We want to be here for long term, so we want to do well on the first one before we continue with so on and so on.
We're talking with Nick Patel. He is the owner, co-owner?
Co-owner.
Of Salsarita's Fresh Cantina. Do you do events? I mean, do you do catering off-premises and so forth?
I do catering off-premises. And I personally myself do the catering. I go because I want to be in this town for a long time. So when there's a catering orders, I don't send my GMs. I don't send any employees. I take the ordering myself and I set it up. And I speak to the customer who ordered to make sure everything is set properly and up to the standards. But yeah, we do catering offsite. So we do pickups. We do deliveries, whatever you want. As long as you're happy with the food.
Well, I'm going to whet my appetite a little bit here and tease by myself and John and anybody else who's coming to the ribbon cutting as we record the show today and we're doing it live. But for those listening to the podcast, we're also doing a ribbon cutting after the show later today and a networking event. And Salsarita's is catering the event, so get me excited. Tell me about some of the food that I could expect later today.
Well, we're gonna be surprised, but we're gonna do a nice taco bar. I said we're gonna keep it at that. Everyone's gonna love it. We're going to have cheese, salsas, tacos, everything. So you guys are going to be excited.
So that's the real cool thing about catering, too. I mean, you set it up and you can put on what you want. You make your own taco, burrito, whatever the case may be.
Exactly. You make it however you want to. It could be sitting at your home and you make it the way you want to.
Nick, you mentioned you have the rights to Georgia for Salsaritas and you're talking about expanding in North Fulton. Where do you see yourself 5 years, 10 years from now? What's the grand plan?
To retire.
Well, join the crowd.
The grand plan is to expand into Fulton County, and hopefully we can go as expandly over all over Georgia. But hopefully 5 years, we want to be around 5 to 10 locations. But hopefully I'll be retired.
Hopefully I'll be right there with you on a beach somewhere, perhaps.
Well, it'd be fun.
Nick Patel with Salsarita's Fresh Cantina. Nick, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
Not only a big thank you to Nick Patel with Salsarita's Fresh Cantina, but our other guest as well, Mary Becker with Best Deal Movers and Pat O'Rourke with Practice Quotient. Three more outstanding business leaders. John, you are just doing a great job corralling some great folks to come on our show here.
We've got a lot of great businesses in Alpharetta, don't we, Mike?
We do. Anything else going on new with you, John, other than opening your dental practice?
No, I've got to get back to those patients. So I'll have to report back next week about how that's going.
All right. I appreciate it very much. I want to remind everybody that you can listen to any of our shows at North Fulton Business Radio X. .com anytime 24/7. The podcasts are all there. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at North Fulton BRX. That's our Twitter handle at North Fulton BRX. Our show airs live every Tuesday at 11:30 right here on North Fulton Business Radio X. For John Ray and everybody else, our guests included, I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.